Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I am Eric.
I'm Mike.
I am Phil.
Hey, we are.
We have established.
We know who we are.
We are the three.
Episode 51. Hit us.
We're doing the podcast here from Portland, Oregon.
Yes, in the helm.
Live from the helm.
Yeah.
We have great guests. I'll hit you with a Dick Buckus for.
I'll hit you with a Dick Buckus.
The only 51 there is.
51 Dick Buckus.
That's your Dick Buck kiss.
Yeah. We should have played that.
We should have. Yeah, we still can.
Well, we can. Yeah.
Nothing's stopping us.
Just started.
Yeah, it's just only just begun.
It's good to have you guys back after that wild secret aardvark party that we had down here. Blatt and I were reliving it as we put in a tiny edit. And
I swear to God, you guys, I had Hot Child in the City stuck in my head for a week. I was so mad at Kip.
Hot Child in the City. Didn't realize how really awful that song really is.
Yeah, yeah.
I had such fun memories of it, and then hearing it, I was like, boy, that one's awful.
That's not good.
That's terrible. What the hell were we
doing? Yeah,
yeah. It's just, that's Kip, though, and his sense of humor.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
So we'll be playing the outfield here for you in one of these episodes.
That was a ton of fun, though, and it was a great crowd down here. And it was another great crowd down here.
There is.
Lots of people in the peanut gallery tonight.
Good looking bunch.
Yeah, it's a good looking bunch.
Combination of
minus
milftastic and lumber sexual.
There's a lot of beards going on in here. Except for Barna.
It's Oregon. It is very lumber sexual in here tonight.
Well, great to have Barna in.
Yep.
He's got a huge show coming up on 7-1.
Yep.
We've been playing songs from his new record.
So good.
So he'll be doing the same, sharing some live stuff. We'll talk to Barna about his trip to Europe. He's just back.
Wow.
The new record's out on Mama Bird and. So we'll be rolling.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and he's apparently the city of Denver is opening up for Barna.
Yes.
At a show at Mississippi Studios.
It takes a city. It takes a village. For sure.
We do. We got some songs coming up, though. Do we not? Whose songs are at the top here?
Did you mix them up?
Well, we have brand new Swearingen's at the top.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's not quite. It's just out.
Yep.
It's the new EP.
They snuck us a couple songs.
And, this is a really fun little four-song EP these guys are putting out. And big show in Seattle coming up on the 26th, I think it is.
It looks like the top three or one from each of us. So
We did mix it up.
I got Sam Outlaw. I just discovered him through Saving Country Music. This guy was like, this album's fantastic.
Right.
It's Ameripolitan. It's got a little Mexican flair to it. It's
forward to hear now.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. And also kind of a goof song, which is it's funny take on words. And who are these wild rabbits?
They're playing this little music festival called we might have talked about it once or twice, called Wildwood Music Festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so
Wildwood.
All my songs are from artists that we have not played before on the podcast that are playing Wildwood.
Great.
Yeah. And if you don't have your tickets yet, Wildwood Music Fest.
Because I figured I could play some Slim and some, you know,
hang with
some
us.
Good Luck and stuff like that. But we do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yes.
I picked some ones that
nicely
we
haven't
done. Yet. We'll barrel through a few songs here, and then we'll get Barna up and hear some magic.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Enjoy.
From right, we're American one. All those glances upon the wild of my heart still remain. When I caught myself thinking, I would look down and smile. I knew I would wait for you, and I knew I would wait a while. Yes, I knew I would wait a while.
Distant Lands.
Wildwood Music Festival 2015 performer.
Go.
Yeah, go to that show.
Go.
Don't disappoint yourselves.
Looking forward to meeting those folks.
Yeah. Hanging out. Oh, that's right. We get to interview them.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only the cool kids come into the Aardvark RV to do the interviews.
That's right.
I hope that Aardvark RV is around come festival time.
So do I.
Everybody just always keep one finger crossed until that festival happens, all right?
Sounds good, man.
We'll keep you guys posted about, of course, you can always go to the Wildwood Festival Music website and check out who's on that lineup. It is spectacular. Yeah, but moving on. We have a guest.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Mr. Barna Howard is
here. Hi, Barna.
Hello.
How you doing?
Welcome.
Yeah,
got some people here.
Give it up for him. Come on now.
Yeah, come
Let's
on.
Let's go.
Come
this on, is now. The time to make some noise.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Barna, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I don't know if we could fit any more people in here.
Yeah, it's nice. Good, man.
That's possible.
I mean, I'm sure it's been more.
There's a little room between Mike and myself, if anyone dares.
Right on.
Sadie's the only one who usually dares. Oh, Anne-Marie.
Sadie's good.
Yeah,
she's,
there we
she's
go.
Moving in.
Oh, hey.
Awesome.
Oh,
this couch just got so hot.
Right on. Yeah, that's good.
Bardo, thanks for coming by, buddy.
Yeah.
We appreciate this.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We're stoked about the new record.
So good.
It's getting so much attention. How's it feel coming back from Europe and finding out you're the hot shit, man?
I guess that's good. In Europe was had some great shows over there, and many shows people knew my music and sang along with me, which was, I was really taken back by that, and
cool.
It was cool. But now, you know, coming back, I wanted to get back, of course, very, very quickly. Once that first month went by, I was ready to get back. It's the reviews have been good, and it sounds like people are liking it.
Really cool. I know Vincent's super pleased. The Papa at Mama Bird, and they're getting a lot of publicity out there for you, man. So it's kick ass.
Mm, so far, so good. Feels right good. Feels good to get it done.
What parts of Europe did you see?
I was mainly in France for about 3 weeks. Did about 10 shows in France, Eastern France, Lyon, Dijon, Paris, and Lons, and some other little smaller towns. Then after that, after 3 weeks, I went up to London and did an in-store at Rough Trade Music there. And,
nice.
Did my album release show in London and went down to Brighton for a little video session, but yeah, just cool. a little bit of London. I didn't see much, but I'm going back in September.
Oh, fantastic!
For a proper UK.
And were you playing all those shows solo?
Yeah, solo, right solo. Yeah, cool. maybe one day the band will come over with me.
But. Right on.
We found a lot from people in the Americana, you know, alt country, that ever wide ranging genre, that Europe is awesome for this music.
I've heard the same thing before I went over there, and they seem like that's something they look forward to, you know, Americana music, whether it's American singing or an Englishman singing, or yeah, woman singing, they're really accepting to that, you know. That's kind of what they're into, you know.
Yeah. They have a lot of players in their own right there. Mm-hmm. Dead Brothers and Reverend Beatman and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of influences coming from the West. It's really cool.
Yeah.
When did you record the record?
Probably almost just about a year ago. Yeah, the second one I recorded about a year ago. So I've been sitting on it for a little bit. Not you know, pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, recorded at the Type Foundry with
cool,
with Adam Selzer, and he knew. I think he knew exactly what I was going for. So he was a treat to work with.
Oh, cool. Right on. Type Foundry here in Portland.
Yep.
And when did you live here officially?
I do. Yeah. I've been here about 5 years now.
All right. Yeah. And where'd you come from?
I grew up in Missouri till I was about 21. Been about 40 minutes southwest of St. Louis in this town called Eureka. And moved to Chicago for a little bit. And then Boston for a bit, and then I made my way out here for the first time. So, about 5 years ago.
Right on. What made you stay?
I love big cities, and that, you know, growing up in a small town. When I went to Chicago, I was amazed. You know, I'd never been to a city like that before.
That's
huge. I fell in love with that whole pacing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it was kind of, you know, I was kind of done with it, you know, and Portland was a good middle ground for me, you know. It's kind of more of a big town, you know, a very, very big town, Portland. So it's something about the people too that I love, and just saturation of, very saturated in arts and music. I noticed quickly after I moved here. So good place to be.
I think more than half this room is transplants from other great cities. Oh, yeah. You know, raise your hand. Yep. So love it. So some of our closest friends have moved in from other cities. So welcome in, Barna.
Yeah, right on.
No one gave me any shit about it. So
yeah, right.
You just stayed. I like it.
If you moved in the last 6 months, we might have.
Yeah, right.
But you've been here 5 years. You may have already
I'm good. Yeah,
you've hung in long enough.
I've come across those conversations, but
yeah,
yeah. But in a group of 10 people in Portland, probably 4 to 5
exactly
from somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
At least.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sure. Right on, man. Hey, why don't you play us a song, brother, from the new record?
All right, I'll do Quite a Feeling, which is the title track.
Perfect.
Off it. Thanks, guys. Being on the road is quite a feeling. Feeling alone's just a point of view. Can't help myself but wonder if you're back at home feeling it too. Talk and sometimes cry, like whispers in my ears. I can't help but hear that make me turn around and think of two. Being on the road's quite a feeling, but the feeling's still missing.
Awesome.
Thank you, Barna.
Yeah, that was so good. Yeah.
The title track from Barna's new record, Quite a Feeling.
So a question we ask of a lot of people, who are your influences and who are you listening to right now that you think that we should be
just gonna ask
turned on to?
I'm My influences mainly exist in the late 60s and 70s.
It's pretty obvious.
I do listen to a lot of older music, probably 90% of the time. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I just can't get away from it. I'd say, you know, Towns Van Zandt, of course, and John Prine and Guy Clark. There's this guy named James Talley who I'm really into, and my dad showed him to me a long time ago. He's kind of a Tennessee, Mississippi kind of guy. He really, his simplicity and lyrics, which I was really interested in, and Neil Young's always been a hero of mine, and in the same right, his simplicity kind of, that's that bar, you know, that trying to say as much as you can with the least amount of words, I guess, and so something I kind of keep with me, you know, always keep that in mind, you know, don't get it too cluttered.
Right on, man.
And that other 10%, is there?
Oh, something? Yeah, let's see, Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
yeah, he's a good one.
Who? Sturgill who?
Sturgill what? listened to Andrew Combs a little bit lately, who's also wonderful, very, very soft, very soft country, beautiful stuff. But you know, that's pretty much what's been in my car lately. So that's about it right now.
Very nice. It's interesting that you've kind of fallen in with a bit of a crew here in your time mm-hmm. in town, and it's like the Mama Bird gang, yeah. Your label mates. I see. It's just like the first time I've seen you not with the wingman from Denver or the
right.
Quiet Life or
right.
somebody.
Always hanging around.
It seems like some really cool kind of kindred musical spirits there that you guys, it must feel good to kind of connect with some dudes who you're not necessarily in the band with, but
right.
Sort of more musical buddies.
Yeah. And when I moved here, I knew literally no one. It was just Vincent and myself, and ended up, you know, seeing shows and meeting people, and just clicked with those Denver boys, and met others came, and we all started hanging out in the campfires and stuff, and they're just so good. They're so good to know, you know. And Louie Longmire, and is a quite a special person. And I'm glad I got to meet him, and he's been a good friend.
Beautiful.
They've been helping me out too, so I gotta thank them.
Well, you. Sometimes when you're here in town, you play with a band. Are you playing with a band on the first?
I am.
Oh, right.
Full band.
Okay, cool.
Mississippi Studios.
So who's in the band?
We got Louie Longmire. He's doing bass, which is
Louie on bass.
You know, Louie on bass. Birger Olson from Denver. He's playing electric guitar.
Who?
Birger. Right. Birger.
Birger.
He's a good guy. And we got Jason Montgomery on pedal steel.
Tiny Mo
on pedal steel and dobro. And then
he's everywhere.
My buddy Nicholas Salamone, he's doing drums.
Why don't?
Yeah, that's the five there. And then another buddy of mine, Tyler Bussey, is going to jump up and do some banjo numbers with me.
Or not, I'm wondering how that feels like. You're out kind of doing the lonely man thing with the guitar.
Yeah.
And then coming back to do kind of a full band thing. Is it juicy up to kind of do a couple rehearsals with these guys?
I'm ready. Yeah, we just had our first one a couple days ago, which went surprisingly well. I'm reminded how talented those guys are. They just know it. Cool. And they all recorded on the album with me too, so they got in the back of their heads, I think. But we'll have a few more practices before the first.
And more shows in the summer. What's going on this summer, bud?
This summer, I'm going out to. I'm doing a tour actually with Quiet Life in the Midwest. So July, heading out July 11th, and doing probably six or seven shows.
Those boys are always on the move.
Yeah.
You play in Chicago?
I am.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's called the Hideout.
Oh yep. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sweet.
That's the Bloodshot Records hangout.
I have to put the word out.
Yep. Right.
No. Yeah. It's
right on.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then you were telling us earlier off air, you're back out in Europe again in the fall, is that correct?
Going back early September to do a proper UK tour, just get to see more of the United Kingdom, and I'm going to actually jump on board with Andrew Combs. He's touring up there, and another label mate. And then flying into Nashville to do the Americana Music Awards Festival, playing that.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic.
That'd be a fun re-entry.
That should be all
right. Yeah, right into the fast lane there, man. That's going to be a madcap event. It seems like it's just growing and growing and getting more and more crazy down there, man. So.
Four-day festival. My parents are real pumped. They're coming down.
Oh, nice.
A bunch of family friends here.
Right on.
Cool. I haven't seen them in a while.
Are your folks still in Missouri?
Yep, they're still there. They met there, and they're still there.
Beautiful.
And I don't blame them. They got a good thing going on there. So.
Sweet.
Yep.
They hit the jackpot
in Eureka.
Eureka, Missouri. Yeah.
All right. Eureka.
They struck gold.
Cool.
Well, let's have you do another one.
Yeah, Barna, we'd love to hear another song.
Right. This is from Barna's new record.
This one will be called Then and There.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barna, super nice. Thanks.
It's fun. I like this place.
Yeah, we like it too.
Yeah. Right on. It's weird to get an artist over here that hasn't said one curse word whatsoever. Oh, so yeah. I'll just ask you, do you have a favorite curse word?
Bummer.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's a good one. No, that's a good
bummer.
One.
Bummer.
That's a bummer. Yeah,
that's right. Good. This fucker hasn't cursed the whole time.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Well, oh, there we may have twisted him too far, man. There yeah.
Good. Now you got it.
Yeah.
Get my whole spiel for nothing.
Too happy. Yeah. Actually, you can job. Be. Yeah, you can, I'm just guessing. I'm a little too happy right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, sometimes you can be happy and curse too, though. Those are good. Those are good moments.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Well. Hell yeah.
Hells to the yeah.
Yeah, man.
Barna, anything that we need to know about we didn't cover here for the people to know? Like how can people find you? All the usual suspects, Facebook, webpage.
You know, now I got a website up now, official. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. BarnaHoward.com.
Perfect.
And then through the links. It's a very simple website.
Yeah.
Got all the contacts there and all the tours, the tour schedule and
great.
All that stuff. It's kind of nice to just say BarnaHoward.com, go there. Yeah. And Mississippi Studios on the 1st.
Yep.
And the Denver's actually playing. They're opening up for me. And then a good friend of ours, Keely Goodwin's going to be playing too. So, and he's a big part of the family also. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Cool. Well, so happy to have you here, and we love your music, and we wish you all the luck.
No, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
I'll take it.
Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Because we'll be tracking you down. We'll be stalking you.
Every 2 weeks.
I'm coming back for episode 52.
Well, the badass.
Yeah, you have to fight the bad assets. That'd be really cool. Awesome. Barna Howard versus the bad assets.
There's four of us.
Why don't we go out by playing a couple of the Barna songs from the record?
Can do. Hold on one second.
Yeah, go to Barna. BarnaHoward.com and buy the record. People.
And go July 1st, Mississippi Studios.
And if you're listening in Chicago, it's playing The Hideout. The Quiet Life.
Yeah.
And I don't know the date
Chicago
exactly,
friends.
But
yeah, just stay posted. Go to the website. You'll get it all figured out.
Another Midwest points during the summertime.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Right on. All right, couple songs here. Notches on a Frame and Indiana Rose. Barna.
Thank you very much, Barna.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Enjoy.
Sure enough, the show began. He warned me about kicking that can down the road. He said, son, before you know, you're young one day, the next you're old. You won't believe how quick it goes. I'd say it came and went, it came and went. Pointed out an old door frame, all notched up where they used to wait, in line just to hear him say, look how you've grown. Dust them off every time they'd fall, wipe her noses when they were small. They grew up right down the hall, and then they came and went. Took a walk across the lawn, shared a tale or two about love, until all the grass was gone and the tree line grew. Slowing down to catch a breath, he reached out and pinched my neck, said soon enough you'll be looking back on how it came and went. Came in a win. It came in a win. music playing from a jukebox, honky-tonkin' bar. I went and shuffled through the tunes for the one thing that I knew, that song of ours, when loving you was hard. Mandy and a rose. So play it one more time, one more for the road. We used to sit out on the porch with all that sweet corn shining in the breeze, like the way you used to dance with all them children wrapped around your knees. Though now I find myself waiting on something else to comfort me, the way it used to be. My Indiana rose. So play it one more time, one more for the road. Because that old song was all we left behind. Those regrets, I feel them all the time. The love we once had, it's hard to find. Now it's hard to know going through the motions ain't enough if no one's playing fair. You wanted was someone to come home with something to share. Cause everybody knows with the promise there's a reason to care. And I was never there. My Indiana Rose. Play it one more time, one more for the road. Cause that old song is all we left behind. Those regrets, I feel them all the time. Love we once had, it's hard to find. Now it's hard to know. My Indiana rose. My Indiana.
Counting hours with warm beer and BC powders, an emptiness that fills me up just right. Good things are made for losing, love was made for heartbroken boozing, loneliness to keep you up at night. But there ain't no goodbyes left in these brown eyes. There ain't no words left that I ain't said. I'm tired of losing sleep on truck stop amphetamines, writing songs like letters you've already read.
make your cases, get mad and smash some vases. Tell me that I'm cruel and cold and mean. But we both been here before, and I've walked out many doors just like a sad old moving picture scene. There ain't no goodbyes left in these brown eyes. There ain't no words left that I ain't said. And I'm tired of losing sleep on truck stop amphetamines, writing songs like letters you've already read. Writing songs like letters you've already read.
Get my meals through a hole in a metal door. It ain't cruel, it ain't unusual. I got what I deserve, and I'll die here in this prison before my time is served. If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now. I should have left her, but I let her get the best of me somehow. I don't know why I ever took that crazy wedding vow. I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now. 4 and 20 years ago, we walked down the aisle. Even then, I knew there was a serpent beneath the smile. Stubborn as an old barn mule and mean as a snake, I took all that I could, but I knew one day I'd break. I shot her in the heart, I shot her in the head. I shot her for good measure and to make sure she was dead. My only regret is that I didn't get to be around. I was stuck here in this jail when they stuck her in the ground. If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now. I should have left her, but I let her get the best of me somehow. I don't know why I ever took that crazy wedding vow. If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now. By far than the wall she built around me with her stone-cold heart. She was cruel and unusual, imprisoned in my head, and I'd rather lie here on this floor than in her cold hard bed. If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now. I should have left her, but I let her get the best of me somehow. I don't know why I ever took that crazy wedding vow. If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now. If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail. Out of jail by now.
Welcome back.
If I'd have killed her when I met her, I'd be out of jail by now.
Tell us about that, Philly.
Oh, yeah. It's a band from Denver. And I think they're kind of transplants. My buddy Kevin DeForest from Champaign years ago. Great blues singer.
Mm-hmm.
And kick-ass band called the Mudhens.
The home of a...
Great band.
The home of the Fighting Illini.
My buddy Toupee from the Lonesomes, he told me that our old buddy Kevin had made a record and that he's like, Phil, you got to hear this. You know, you should play it on the show. And I go, okay, I'll play it. And I loved it. It was really good. It's
a perfect fit.
It's kind of a straight Americana, no drums. But every song's kind of got a cool rhythm or beat to it, some out of one of the other instruments. You know, it's really fun band, really cool. And I guess Kevin worked really hard on the record. It sounds like it. It's really a terrific record. So check it out. Some Train Yard from Denver. I think they're in Denver. They might be in a different city in Colorado.
I'll ask my people.
There you go. All right. Put out an APB, Mike.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Mike's people got this. We got this covered. We've got the Denver and general area covered.
I'll go ahead and get them some shows in Denver.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right before that, JP Harris on the Tough Choices. Drug Stop Amphetamines. So we're missing them tonight, but we're in good company.
Yes, we are.
So tonight being Thursday, mm-hmm. I know you're hearing this Monday, but they're here doing the Kingdom Tour, actually, through McMinimum. So find out when they're going to be on the bill.
Oh, look at our schedule. We're missing the band, not the Amphetamines. Okay.
All right. So everything's okay.
All right.
But this show will come out on Monday, and there will be a couple more.
Yep.
Shows in the Northwest in our region here, folks.
Kingdom shows,
if you live up near Portland, check that band out.
Yeah, you want to go see that.
The McMinimins tour.
Yeah, you like the country music, you're going to want to go see that.
Right on.
So, where's the list?
Oh, they're over here.
Yeah, let's talk about some shows, boys. What do you got?
Got one more. All right.
Go ahead, Mike, you start.
Oh, on June the 16th, Rhett Miller, he's from this little band called the Old 97s. He's playing at Mississippi Studios.
With Annalisa Tornfeld, very nice.
Yes.
Same night, Super Suckers at Dante's. Hard to pass up, right?
I believe SOB is opening for them.
Well, that's probably the case.
Probably so. On the 17th, Jackalope Saints with Water Tower and McDougal at Mississippi Studios.
Super solid.
That's a good weekend.
That's like a Wildwood show right there. Yeah. Again, JP Harris on the Tough Choices, Edgefield Winery, 618. Yeah.
June the 19th, Two Cow Garage with Fernando and I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House at Dante's.
I do believe that Deadvolts have been added to
this
bill.
That's right, Deadvolts from San Luis Obispo.
So that's going to be huge.
They're from the Slow.
And battling that same night, Low Bones, Wild Bells, Moody Little Sister, Secret Society. That is a fundraiser for Nepal, I believe.
Yes, I think it's a Nepal victims and earthquake benefit.
Our buddy Nick Pizza is playing with Stella Groove at the Laurel Thirst Public House on the 19th.
19th, everybody.
Again, Portland, you have problems. Which show do you pick?
Yep. And just, you know what? Pick one and go to it.
Yeah.
And that show will have a Stella Groove.
Yes, it will.
And then, super excited. Right down the street, high water mark, Austin Lucas, the very next night, 6:20.
The helm,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just you got stumbling distance there.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
You really do.
Yeah, and the mother-in-law's in town. It's all locked out.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it's locked out. That whole weekend's like insane. Two Cow, Austin. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Big Eric weekend.
Yeah.
John Doe, he's in this band called X. Yes, X. One of my favorites ever. He's playing with Jesse Dayton at the Duckford Lounge on the 20th as well.
And then battling that same night, Haymaker with David Lane and the Tipsy Ramblers, and they're playing at the Ranger Station. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And let's see, somebody by the name of Wiley Nielsen and Lawson Krause in Union Station.
Yeah, that show's sold out.
Oh, it's Willie Nelson. Sorry, Allison Krause. Yeah.
And yeah,
you can't even get into that show. We shouldn't even tell you.
Is that the 26th?
No, it's the same night, the 20th. Oh, no, sorry, that's the 26th.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And yeah, the 26th is the night of the Swearingen's Jackrabbit Show.
Yes, at the Tractor Tavern in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Oh, you said
since you did not get tickets to Willie Nelson,
yes,
you're going to get your ass in your car and you're going to drive up to Seattle.
Road trip worthy event.
And you're going to go to the Tractor Tavern.
You're going
to
stay in the clown house.
Yes. Yeah, that house is actually owned by a famous person. I told you about that, didn't I?
No.
The owner of that house. I'll tell you off air.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it off air. I had no idea I stayed in a famous person's house. Oh. Fantastic.
Yes.
With you.
With me. Yes.
my bear buddy. What else you got, Phil?
Well, then there's Barna shows on the 1st of July.
Yep. Yes, Moondoggies, White Eagle, 628.
The 10th and 11th of December is with Calexico at Edgefield.
Calexico, fantastic.
I'm surprised that's not sold out.
And let's not forget Perusa, who were our guests last show.
With Ian Moore.
Perusa?
Perugia.
Perugia with Ian Moore.
At the Aladdin Theater.
You all know about that already.
Guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
They were so good, man. Did you listen back to that?
Yeah,
those recordings turned out great. I was very pleased.
Yeah, that Zach can play the shit out of a guitar.
This guy's really sang the shit out of it. Yeah. You know, it was a great job.
Yeah, it was great watching
him sing. Thank you, Perugia.
It was great watching him sing from this angle because it's just he was on it.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So weird, though. Doctor kept his shirt on.
Yeah. Right.
I mean that in the best possible way. Like, he's on fire. Just
we had him very
off.
Plugged in and tangled up in cords and stuff. He couldn't really get his hands free.
Yeah.
Fast enough to.
I was so excited about that night. I just want to say it was really cool because we started talking about the stories and our memories, and it was nice to watch him just come around and be like, "Hey, I've got a memory here too." And I didn't expect that from him, honestly.
Because
it's still kind of a sensitive subject to some people.
That happened very organically.
It really did.
And I think it really helped aid the situation for the person who was doing the most of the talking to get through.
Yep.
To get through it.
Yes.
So
agreed.
Helped her out a lot. So
agreed.
It was
indeed.
A good time.
Agreed.
So let's play some more music.
With great friends.
Yeah. So here's the list, folks. You just heard it from us. You can always find it on our website.
TMFWpodcast.com.
Go see live music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
All right. So Nathan Kalish.
Fat and a drink whiskey.
Denver. Whitey Morgan and the 78s. We may pop back in. If we don't, forgive us.
All right.
I think we will. We still have more songs after that.
Right on. Here we go.
Cool.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. It's easier than just waiting around to die. She cried. She told him to take care of me, headed back to Tennessee. It's easier than just waiting around to die. Yeah, I guess it's easier than just waiting around to die. I came of age and I found a girl down in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped the train. It's easier than just waiting around to die. Yeah, it seemed easier than just waiting around to die. We'll be right back.
prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. His name's Codeine. He's about the nicest thing I ever seen. Together we're gonna wait around to die. 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 Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. It's easier than just waiting around to die.
Rocking good time in the Helm.
Yes, we are.
We got a big crowd here tonight.
Yes, we do.
We are jamming.
We're bye, Brandy. Here. Bye, Will.
Yep. Safe travels, y'all.
Welcome, Junie.
Wow, that's... Hey. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's weird. Nobody's ever walked out with beer before.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that guy?
Will.
Yeah, we'll talk shit about him while he's
on. He'll be listening. He actually listens to the podcast. So, Will, where are you going with that beer?
What the hell, Will?
Beer that comes into the Helm does not leave the Helm.
Sadie, come here. I think he left the chicken.
Yeah. Sadie.
Right on.
All right, so that was Sammy Brew with Jealous. And where are we going to see Sammy Brew this summer?
Wildwood Music Festival.
Wow. Thank you, Mikey.
Fantastic.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Love that kid. He's great. I just keep saying I think he's like the new, you know, Justin Towns Earl. I think he's got that style. I think he's got that flavor.
Right on.
He's going to be something. He is something. But yeah. I don't want to disregard from him.
He's super talented.
He's super talented, and he's got a big future. I really want
to. Hopefully, looking forward to listening to this podcast, because we've had some really good music in a nice crunched time here.
Yeah.
Very good. Big rocking party going on here as well.
Yes, we do.
We're in the Helm in beautiful Portland, Oregon.
North Portland, Oregon. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. And Mike, do you think anybody gets... gets half the references that we talk about. Any of our five listeners?
No, those five listeners get every single hopefully reference so, for sure. Yes. Yeah,
right on. Sure.
Hey, just before that, Whitey Morgan, the 78s, and off the new record, "Waiting Around or Die," which is of course Townes Van Zandt. The reason I love this so much, there was a portion of time I was sitting in with Mike D and playing with him when he was doing stuff around
brother.
Town. Yeah, brother. And he was covering the song. And
he was killing it, by the way.
He was killing it. You know, like, honestly, like, town songs, great. Mike has this way of, like, taking covers and taking it to another level. There's just no way he's going to...
Mike's a pretty intense performer.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to just take that song. He understands the meaning of it, and then he's like, I can amp it up one more level. And it just... I used to sit behind him on the drum set and watch him sing this song and just be blown away.
Yeah.
So it was great. Whitey also did a great job of that. Obviously, you just heard that. So it was super fantastic. So I was happy to play that. I mean, all the songs, the originals, are super fantastic, but great cover.
Yeah, Whitey Morgan, definitely.
Great cover.
He's one of those guys who you listen to and you're like, I swear I've heard this before. And he's very reminiscent, obviously, of Johnny Paycheck and, you know Waylon Jennings and,
sure.
and that type of stuff. But it's like, but he's playing originals and you're like, wow. You know, you're like, it's so familiar to you. You're like, oh, this feels like an old coat or like a broken sweatshirt.
Sturgill.
You know, and you're like, oh, this is so great. And then, you know, and then you're like, oh, these are all brand new songs. I've never heard them before.
Yep.
I feel like I have. So.
Yep.
That's why I like that wide.
There's a whole slew of crew doing that, man. You know, Sturgill, Leon.
Yep.
Man, so many people.
I know.
All right. So, we got a couple more songs.
I got a story.
Yes. I was going to say, there's something missing here.
All right. I got a story.
Hit us, Mike.
Wait a second. You got a story, Mike?
I got a story. One story.
This is going to be great.
Awesome.
Okay. So.
Clutch.
We often talk on the show how there's, you know, you hear artists or you hear songs and you're like, that's going to be one of those songs where you're like, I remember where I was the time I heard that song.
Ah, yes.
All right. So. That's the little precursor to this. So I was in New Seasons today in Selwood, doing some shopping, buying some veggies and stuff, and some other stuff for the house, and which is New Seasons is a local grocery store. And Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, was playing over.
Oh, you weren't joking.
No, I was not joking.
Did you head to? Yeah, that's when Sexual Healing came on. Did you go directly to Solutions, or did you go over to Wellness?
I was actually feeling the melons at that time. For their ripeness.
Produce.
For their ripeness.
Okay. So we got a lot of friends in New Seasons. I just want to kind of do a marketing report. Where were you when?
So I'm walking around humming the song, singing the song to myself. And this song in particular is one of those songs where I instantaneously go back to where I was the first time I heard it. It was 1982. I was living in Flagstaff, Arizona, and me and my stepdad and my mom and my sister were watching Solid Gold.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And Marvin Gaye was on Solid Gold performing the song for the first time, and the Solid Gold dancers were dancing to the song. And it was the first time I can remember feeling that feeling of being very excited by the fact that there were half-naked women dancing around on stage. I was 8 years old when this happened, and I can still remember it. I can still see Marvin Gaye singing the song. I can still see the dancers. I still remember sitting in my living room watching this
come on
Oak Street in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Baby.
Exactly. And so as this memory is rolling through my head, I'm looking around New Seasons, and there's all these, it's 4:45 in the afternoon, so there's moms everywhere with their kids. And I'm like, if these kids got this half this song, like their parents would be covering their ears or whatever. It's like, because they would not be, like, it's not the same experience I had.
Down to nine.
Well, I experienced this, you guys know, I hit the Goodwills a lot, and they have kind of their Muzak, right? And it's a hand-selected, it's the same songs over and over again, and half of them are whole. Just, it's not Salvation Army Christian bent, but they're not going to go to dark places, right? Yeah. You know, and this one song about like being drunk, it was like a country song. I was drunk, it was 1 a.m, you know, booty called you. I was like, holy shit. I'm gonna, you know, is anybody, you know.
Yeah, that's, and that's what I thought. I was like, is anyone listening to the fact that Sexual Healing is playing in the market right now at like 4:45 in the afternoon?
You didn't see one mama just kind of like shaking her hips, being like, I got it.
Yeah, hey, I got this.
It's new seasons. I'm watching all the mamas in new seasons.
Let's get down tonight.
Well, come on, man. This is some of the finest vocal performance in the history of American R&B.
Marvin Gaye,
just you know, by one of the greatest talents. And that's a beautiful moment for you.
Yeah, and the first time first time I can remember seeing Marvin Gaye, you know, like on TV or anything that, and then like the Solid Gold Dancers and all their greatness dancing, and I was just like every time I hear that song, like if I hear one note of that song, it takes me back to that moment, and I was just sitting there in the store, just a serendipitous moment, looking at all these little kids going, "No, if you only knew." And it's your mom looks hot. That's great. Yeah.
Weird story, Mike.
Yes.
I used to be a Solid Gold Dancer.
Of course you did.
Do you recognize me?
No, I don't.
Because I was right there, right behind Marvin Gaye.
No, you were.
Yeah!
Okay.
Did you do some Dance Fever, too?
You were spitting watermelon seeds in Hermiston.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were.
Well, close. Irrigan, but yeah.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. What's that?
Did you do Dance Fever? Or was it, what was it called?
Soul Train?
No, the one with Denny Terrio.
Oh.
Yeah, we all did Soul Train, man. Yeah. Yeah, with Don Cornelius.
Yes.
Yes.
Denny Terrio.
Walter Payton was on there one time dancing.
Yes, he was.
What?
Yeah, and he's badass.
The sweetness.
I need to see this.
Yeah, Walter Payton goes on Soul Train.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
He does a badass dance, and they ask him, you know, and what's your name, son? Like, sweet Walter Payton.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he...
That harkens us back to episode 34.
He did some splits. Incredible athlete, you know. Flying down the line, man. It's Walter Payton.
Harkens back.
He could also play drums. He's a good drummer. Fuck. Did you know that about Sweetness?
No, I did not.
He is.
Yeah. What the fuck did you
do? I already had...
He could entertain and...
I already had this much respect for him.
Yeah.
And I just went up to this much respect for him.
That's rad.
In case you couldn't see that on the radio or the internet, folks, he's holding his
way up high above my head. Yeah.
So we got a few more songs to go.
Yeah, we got one off the new Earnest Lovers EP, San Andreas Fault.
Who they're doing their album release show tonight, right? As we're recording this, aren't they? Or did they do it already? Or am I wrong?
No.
They're doing a couple of different things.
Yep.
It's been a little hard to keep track of, but...
they're doing something tonight.
Yes. Are they playing tonight?
I believe they
are. Do you mean Monday?
No, or I mean Thursday. As we're talking now.
I'm not sure.
As my eyeballs are sweating because it's hot down here now.
My head up. They were doing something, and I probably didn't register it, but God bless them.
They were a podcast guest.
They're
doing great.
If you are at Pickathon and coming from out of town, check out the Earnest Lovers. They're going to be there, and they are around regionally here in this neck of the woods. They were great guests.
Quite a bit.
Pete and Leslie were great guests of ours on the show. And the record that they were touting is out and doing very well.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Great response.
Great reviews. And then Holy Ghost Electric Show, Let the Waters Rise.
Those guys are going to be a good time.
It's
going to be so much fun.
Yeah, Wildwood Music Festival. Yeah,
Bandidos and these guys are going to just kill it, honestly.
Right on.
Well, a lot of people are going to kill it, but
forward to both. Good luck Thrift Time. Good luck Thrift Store outfit. It's going to suck.
Or Matt Woods. Look at Mike's out. Mike out.
Matt.
I'm back.
And then to finish it all off,
party with you.
Big Harp.
Big Harp. Yep. Also, Wildwood Music Festival.
Oh, red. Yeah. Perfect.
Sweet. Fantastic.
Right. Well, let's roll them. Let's say goodbye to our friends. Thanks to our people who.
Thanks to Barna Howard for coming
down.
Thank
you. Look at Barna. He showed up.
Still on.
Oh wait,
you're on now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Come
go ahead, Barna.
Say bye.
Hello.
Yeah.
No. Hey, thanks.
You
so
say
much.
Hello. Right. We say goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Catch Barna Howard show on July 1 at Mississippi Studios with Denver and another one of their friends whose
name I can't remember.
Whiffing on in the clutch here.
Barna. Who's playing with you besides Denver?
Keely Goodwin.
Keely Goodwin
is opening up the show.
Awesome.
He's a good friend of ours. He hasn't played live in a while, but he's got a beautiful, beautiful album. So we've been nudging him for the past like 2 years. Like he's got to get it back up on stage. So he agreed. So
all right, great.
It's gonna be pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Be sure to check that show out, folks.
Right on,
Barna. Real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barna.
We're gonna get back into it. Here we go.
See you next time.
Yep. Enjoy.
County, San Andreas sits alone by the fire of the letters, juniper and alcohol. The last one in her hand saying where to go. Now screen door is slamming, Calaveras County, the shower of gravel, 120 miles to Carson City. Not answering his question, why'd you go?
He should know.
He should know.
He should know.
He should know. Will fall lines kill the sidelines? Hookies right or wrong? Black or white, it's no longer San Andreas falls tonight.
Thank you. suit and tie. He's a little bit younger than me and a little better looking than I ever was. That girl, she's on fire. She's practiced her moves in the mirror. Now she's letting them fly. They ain't tugging themselves in tonight. First you're talking like an asshole, puffed up and brave from the lies. Then you're stretched out on the carpet, soaked in 3 hours of ghost wine. Oh, sing, be good to me. Just how they can smile with that steam rolling out of their noses, kissing hard with the old ear barely closed. Is it all some ruse? Like, hey man, that ain't champagne, that's makeup to cover the bruise. And hey, let's get loose. And if you ain't got anybody and you just don't know how little time, and you're saving all your pennies trying to scrape up a dime,
came and went. took a walk across the lawn, shared a tale or two about love until all the grass was gone and the tree line grew. Slowing down to catch a breath, he reached out and pinched my neck, said soon enough you'll be looking back on how it came and went.